Well, the U.S. has for the first time reacted officially to Iran's capture of its drone.
With respect to the drone inside of Iran, I'm not going to comment on intelligence matters that are classified. As has already been indicated, we have asked for it back. We'll see how the Iranians respond.
Iran has filed a complaint at the UN over the violation of its airspace by the American drone. Now, Tehran says the pilotless plane had crossed into its airspace well before it was brought down by its armed forces, electronic warfare units. Now, before Obama's reaction, U.S. officials had kept silent on the downing of the pilotless plane, their most sophisticated UAV. Any violations of a sovereign nation's airspace is illegal under international law and referable to the UN Security Council as an act of war. Meanwhile, former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney has criticized President Obama for failing to destroy a U.S. spy drone downed several days ago in Iran. Now, Cheney says that Obama should have ordered an airstrike to take out the downed spy craft. Cheney also said Obama was presented with three options for recovering or destroying the UAV. However, he rejected all of them. Iran captured the spy drone earlier this month. The RQ-170 Sentinel is one of America's most advanced reconnaissance aircraft, equipped with the latest radar evading technologies. Its loss is considered a major embarrassment to Washington. Well, we're joined from Tehran by columnist and political commentator, Mr. Nader Mokhtari. Thank you so much for being with us. First of all, let's talk about the response and the lack thereof so far from American officials. Up until this point in time, where now U.S. President Obama has said that he wants the plane back. Prior to this, there was no official recognition, and now this type of request. Tell me your take on how the reaction has been so far from Washington.
Well, it's the longest period I've known the U.S. to have been quiet about Iran over the last 32 years. We had 8 days of total silence, and all of a sudden the president's come out, and there seems to be a long tradition of U.S. presidents declining to talk about intelligence matters. And he's come out and said that he will ask for it back. There is very little that really the U.S. can do about it. The fact is that it shouldn't have been several hundred kilometers inside Iranian airspace, and it was brought down. And really, the U.S. can't do very much about it at all, because it is considered booty, even by the unwritten laws of warfare.
What about the response in general, Mr. Mokhtari? Not an apology for actually entering Iran's airspace, but a request or demand just to have the drone return. Are you surprised at the reaction that you're seeing coming out of Washington?
Well, not really, but it is unorthodox for the intelligence community, the U.S. military, to keep quiet, and then for the U.S. president to come and shoulder the burden of asking for the drone back. I think it's a bit of an embarrassment, and it's quite humiliating for a U.S. president to do that. It's not within the U.S. protocol for the president to be asking for a spy drone.
So why do you think he did it? Why do you think that Obama actually made the request for the drone to be returned?
It was a bravado. It was a political bravado. He wanted to make sure that Iran took the request very seriously. But no doubt Iran will probably give the drone back right after every single U.S. soldier is out of the region in Afghanistan and the U.S. has no longer anything to do with the Middle East. I mean, it's one of those ridiculous things.
And let's look at what former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney has said. about the President Obama should have done, including, of course, either attacking the aircraft, coming within the borders of Iran. It seems lately that we're having more and more comments like this coming from American officials. Being that this is a violation of international law, why do you think it appears, especially lately, that American officials feel very comfortable and saying that they should actually go against international law?
Well, this is the sort of stepping up of rhetoric you do get just before presidential elections or the final year before the presidential elections in the U.S., where you have people lining up and to have their bellies tickled by AIPAC in the United States. Mr. Cheney is a particularly uninformed source on this, because the U.S. military is aware that the coordinates they had for their aircraft where it was supposed to have gone missing was several hundred kilometers off, because it had already been hacked, and the information that had been sent back by the drone was not correct. So I don't know what the U.S. intended to bomb, because the aircraft wasn't where they thought it would be, because it had been hacked and its electronics had been tampered with.
Okay. And on that note, I'd like to thank columnist and political commentator in Tehran, Mr. Nader Mokhtari, for being with us.